interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Cue Joe. excuse me.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe.
It's Joe in Chicago.
Yeah, and it's who's that over there?
This is Anthony in Tampa.
And guess what? This is a scriptless interruption that's actually live.
Well, scriptus interruptus.
Scriptus interruptus. We've been gone for the past, 2 weeks now?
Well, something like that, yeah. Quite a while.
We've had some various vacation moments and other familial duties.
And other things, yeah. Familiar duties and other duties.
I actually do have a breaking news report. My mother, ladies and gentlemen, folks, everybody, my mother reported that in her community, which is kind of outside of St. Louis, Missouri, had 30 break-ins in her subdivision.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that insane? And she's out in the middle of nowhere. I don't get it.
Wow, that is kind of crazy.
I don't get it. But she's looking at getting an alarm system for the house, and she's implementing other guard measures, including owning a firearm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's going to shoot someone?
Well, there's always that possibility if there's somebody that comes into your house, but you better make sure you've got insurance.
Yeah, that can make your insurance pretty pretty expensive, you know.
Yep. So what are you typing? Because I have no clue. I'm looking at you full screen.
I'm trying to type something in Facebook to announce our existence.
Oh.
Our existence on the airwaves.
Yes.
Live on the airwaves. Live from New York. It's not Saturday night. It's Monday night.
It's Monday night.
It's Monday night.
And if you have your own breaking news announcement that you want to get in here real quick, give us a call at the studios. You can reach us at 813-327-8566. We welcome any and all to give us a call. Call now, 813-327-8566. And so my database administrator was able to make it over today, which
is
awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
So we were able to resupply the files, which, you know, sometimes the files get used and you got to replace them and reuse them and recycle them.
It's important to recycle your files.
Yes.
It's good when
yes,
we recycle our files. Exactly. So I'm going to stop this news breaking news thing because we're kind of done with what we broke in. We've done what we've needed to do.
We're going to continue with our normal live broadcasting.
And now for the news.
I'm just going to start your news music just because it's the cart that's handy.
And now
why not?
For the news.
And we're just going to keep going and going.
So, folks, I want to tell you, I just started this coffee service. It's
coffee
called
service.
Amora.
Mm-hmm. Amora!
Amora. So, for $1, I got an 8-ounce bag. It's the Flirtair blend. Flirtair, F-L-I-R-T-A-R-E-A-E.
Flirtair.
And it's a hazelnut cinnamon grounded coffee.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's 100% coffee. I don't know if it's Arabica. I don't think
you almost sound like Roger speaking really when he starts talking really fast.
Where is that fool anyways?
You know, I really don't know. That's a good question.
He needs to be cleaning on the floors because there's still poop stains everywhere. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, we don't like that. We don't really like that.
Well, the cleaning people don't know how to get them out. That's the problem.
That is a problem. Well, it is oil. I mean, he doesn't eat anything. So it's not like he's, you know, like pooping out anything like food-like. Like this delicious leftovers that I found in the refrigerator of the studio. I hope nobody minds that I'm eating their food.
But
it's all good.
What did their lunch pail contain?
Well, this lunch pail. Hold on. I have a new segment, tonight only. It is called The Wheel of Lunch.
The random lunch wheel. And today you get asparagus. Steamed.
Steam is spinning, yes. Wait, hold on.
Damn, that's a long wheel.
You know what? I'm trying
How
to find.
How many wheels were you
I'm
spinning?
Trying to find game show music, but I can't find a game show cart to freaking load. And I actually have, I have a Price
is
Right
funny.
Game show one.
Oh,
and yeah. I don't know where it's at, though. That's the problem. I cannot locate it. And I think it might be in, yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here
we
go.
Here we go.
Wait, okay. So now we have to do this again. Because we can't, we got to spin the wheel again. We have a call.
Oh!
Someone's actually calling us.
Hey, caller. Hold the line.
We're spinning the wheel. Spinning the wheel. All right. Hold on. Call. Up. We missed the call. Call went away.
Oh, no. Will caller call us back?
The caller will reach us back. All right. There's the caller. Hello, caller. You are on the air. No. Hello.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Are you trying to sell me something, caller? I think the caller is trying to sell me something.
What are you trying to sell us, caller?
I don't know. That's a good question. Hello, caller. Caller, are you on the air?
I can hear the caller.
Can you hear the caller?
Caller, can you hear Joe? Caller.
Oh, there you are. Hello, caller.
Yes.
You know what? We got a
Hello.
New
we got
a new mixer in the Tampa studio, and see that's why they kicked us out for the past 2 weeks. So we kind of broke in, and we're in that situation, you know, where we're trying to get used to the new stuff in here before they kick us out.
Oh, no wonder you guys sound stuffy. I thought that you guys were heating the sauce.
Well,
you sound stuffy.
We sound mm-hmm. stuffy. Mm-hmm.
Do you sound stuffy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Can you hear the word? Yeah. Stuffy. So what's happening? What, you got a new mixer and what? That's why you guys had to take a vacation?
Well, I had family as well in town. So that was another thing. Yeah, I did. So, you know, and you can't do that. You know, you kind of got to deal with the family when they're in town. So, yeah. And then, you know, and then we kind of got some upgrades to the studio here. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Right on. Right on.
Meanwhile, I've been bowling like a fiend.
There's no script today.
No, there is no script today. We are scriptless.
No script at all. Yeah.
No mas pantalones.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Caller,
well,
you...
at least you got no pantalones, but I got these freaking boxer briefs that are just choking me.
Well, you got the briefs. Winner, you have won no mas pantalones.
No, these Gaylor boxer briefs that I forgot why I put them on. I mean, so they just squeeze my happiness.
They squeeze your happiness? The boxer briefs that squeeze the happiness?
Yeah, it's like a camel toe. It's like the Frank to one side and the beans to the other.
The Frank and beans. Well, you know, does it get you a lot of dates? You know, you never know.
No, not with the pants I'm wearing. I should wear them with skinny jeans or something.
Yeah,
sexier.
See, there you go. That would work. That would get some attention on the street, maybe. Maybe pick up a date or two. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but all I get is the Geritol cases. I don't want no Geritol case in my life.
Honey, you haven't been to Florida. Let me tell you.
You're on the wrong
side. No, I know. I've been to Florida a couple of times, and trust me, I don't want to live there.
No, trust me, I don't either. That's why I'm trying to get the hell out of here.
Were you waiting for Christmas?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, no, I don't want no Jerry Toll, and that's all I get here. You go to the clubs, you go to the bars, and it's like, dude, I don't want no more gray hair. If
no,
I want
get,
gray
you get
hair,
at
look
the
myself
club?
In the mirror.
You know, I look at it this way. It's either you go to the country or you go to like a new up-and-coming area, say like Phoenix.
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 No, okay. That heat sucks your energy.
That is hot. That desert heat. That desert heat is awful. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely awful.
I'm a tropical seaweed. I need to be near the ocean. I need to at least smell the salt from the ocean. Otherwise,
you
I can get
smell. You can smell Lake Michigan pretty good. You could smell well, Lake Michigan pretty good.
But that smells like dead fish.
Yes.
Well, that's better than nothing.
I know, but look, I live in Florida. I know what the tropical breezes smell like, and it doesn't smell like dead fish.
Well, you're on the Gulf side, aren't you?
Thank God, yes, yes.
Ew, no, you need
I
to
like the Gulf
see,
side.
I like the Gulf
Atlantic.
Side. I like the Gulf side. Ew. I'm not a fan of
oh,
the Atlantic side.
Oh, but I like
side.
The Atlantic side, though, too.
You like all the yeah. sides. You're just a whore.
Remember that time we were in the...
Yeah. I know he's a whore. I know he's a whore. I know he's a hussy.
A hussy, too? There you go. You're a hussy and a whore, Joe.
I'm a hussy.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, when are we yes. going to the Kabuki Springs spa?
Ooh, yes, Kabuki.
Kabuki Springs spa?
Listen, it's a bathhouse.
And where is this bathhouse located?
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
There you go. So,
yeah.
I see. Well,
see, there's a little story behind it.
Oh.
Yes.
Please continue.
You want to go, Joe? See, you want me to say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we were hanging out at the spa, and I asked Joe, hey, do you want to go to Sausalito tomorrow? He's like, shh. I was like, dude, I'm asking you a question so I can plan. In front of everybody. I'm like, shut the hell up.
That is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
No, but it was like we were in this room and it was all these naked men. And I'm just
like, whispering.
Be quiet.
I was whispering. Why, you can't look and hear at the same time?
No.
So, like, it's funny because I used to go to the baths with a friend of mine. Years ago, you know, when I was young and pretty and thin, and we would go to the baths together. And of course, as you know, there's always this section, you know, that's dark. It's got the slings in it. It's got the this. It's got the
oh,
that.
Oh, no. Wait.
Oh, no. We don't like that part. No. You don't like that? But that's the fun part.
The one, yeah, I know. But the ones that we went to, they're not that kind of spa. It's no. There's no sexual interaction.
I think
there was some sexual interaction.
No, there was some watching. Yeah, bird watching. Big birds, little birds, hairy birds.
Bird watching.
Long,
bald
black
birds,
white birds, yellow birds, yellow tiny birds.
Lots of birds.
Big black birds.
I see.
And big black birds too. That's why Joe couldn't hear because he was looking so intensely. But Joe, you wanna go to shut up.
Don't say anything.
Uh-huh. It's like you can talk and look at the same time. Fuck you, Joe.
But that sums it up.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a fun place though. It's relaxing.
Oh yeah.
It's very relaxing. Uh-huh. You've got the steam room, you've got the sauna.
Steam rooms are
got...
always fun.
Yeah.
You sure there's no sexual activity?
The cold
there?
Water. The cold water pond where your cut wiener becomes uncut.
Oh Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Oh my. Yeah.
I don't
it's
think
cold.
Did we go in that?
It was freezing. Yeah.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Did we go in that? Did we, you did? Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Uh-huh.
You did.
You did.
Mm-hmm. I saw
you
that.
Went in there.
Uh-huh.
You went there.
Yeah.
With your with your shrivelly self.
Yeah. He came out not less and with a circumcised shrimp.
I became androgynous.
Yeah, but, I'm like, yo, where's your balls? He's like, I don't know.
Well, I would imagine, yeah. No, I don't like cold things, just for that reason. Although I could use a lift. I mean, I am kind of tired about them getting caught up in my knees, so I could use a good lift, you know. Maybe I should try that a little bit.
I use biofreeze.
No, but it was good. What? What? Use what?
Joe uses biofreeze.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Oh.
It was, hey, Mr. Turtle Head. Turtle. Where's your hand, Mr. Turtle?
Wow.
How much time do we got left?
about 20 minutes.
I have to go back to work, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, we'll have to let you go.
Yes, so you but thank you for calling us, caller.
Yeah, thank you, caller.
You take care, guys.
You too, all and right. Call us back again later.
Thank you for coming. See you in hell.
Bye.
Bye. So there we have it.
Yep.
That was a wonderful wheel.
We figured out how to make the phone work on this new
Yay.
Thing. This newfangled thing. We got the phone to work. And I think they'd be pissed if they knew I was eating leftovers next to this new control board.
Now, this thing's
supposedly... greasy potatoes, they keep the sliders moving.
Yes. It has 8 channels, correct?
Yeah, it's a little light on the channels. I'm a little...
See, folks, we now have the same routers, mixers.
That's a scary thought.
Because yours is an X1204, right?
USB, correct.
Yes. So I don't use nearly the same amount of channels. I have the microphone, I have the scanner, I have the 2 computers. So I actually have 2 channels that are free.
Yeah, I have me, I have you, I have the in-studio guest, I have the phone, I have the sound effects.
That's 6.
I have the Winamp.
That's 7.
Which is the background music that you have. And then I also had a channel that would play the station, whatever was being broadcast on the station. So that was the broadcast.
That's 8.
And then I had, there was an auxiliary channel as well that I could, when you came here and hooked up, that was the auxiliary channel that you hooked up into. So your presence in the studio will become interesting. we'll have to work. We'll find a workaround for that. But yeah, so that was, I think that was pretty much that. And then I think the board had like a dead channel on it or something.
Oh yeah, because
But yeah, I am sure. Huh. I could use another 1 or 2 channels, but I'm totally fine with it. I have no complaints.
Good.
It sounds much
better.
Now
that we have the same, yeah, I need to get back. I need to do an actual diagram. That's what I need to do.
Okay.
To accurately diagram everything that's going on. So
that is always important.
Yes.
It is important, ladies and gentlemen, while getting Eat Day Anal Cooling Relief Ring of Fire exclusive edition, that you diagram yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we sound stuffy because of the new equipment.
Interesting. Stuffy. That's... Are we recording this, by the way?
Of course we are.
Great. So we'll have a chance to listen to it and...
Of course, he called in on the phone, so that might explain that for some reason.
Because you don't sound stuffy.
No, I don't think I do.
I mean, you sound full-featured.
Hello, this is Betty, and you've reached Shia on radio.
Hi, Betty.
I guess you're calling because you want to talk to those 2 idiots on the air. Just hold on, and they will be with you shortly.
That's the phone server. Oh, hello.
Hello.
I.
Hello.
I. Echo, 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 echo.
Chickens.
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 Fish.
Chicken. Fish.
Chickens.
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and
cheese.
Nuggets.
Potatoes.
Nuggets.
Wine.
Nuggets.
Potatoes.
Steak.
Buttholes. Chickens.
Hollandaise.
Buttholes. Buttholes. Chickens.
Chickens.
Echo.
Echo. Echo.
I had an ex. That when he would turn around naked, if you were talking at him, this is what it sounded like.
Really?
Yeah, he had like the cavernous. He was ridden hard and put away wet very often. So, well, sometimes you just get an old used car that's a little too used.
Thank you.
Alrighty. That was many, many years ago. Many years ago.
You know, I spend too much time indoors to even, not even contemplate what it's like anymore to be in a relationship.
You've become a hermit.
Yes, there are apps out there you can hook into to find people, but you know, I've just come to the realization that it's a popularity contest.
Not always. On the apps, though, yes it is.
Yes, on the apps.
apparently the best way to meet someone is just to meet somebody out and about. Like, for you, it would be like at bowling, since that's what you do a lot of.
Yeah, but no, I've met one or two people, but it seems like there's still sort of a hushed reluctance to really say anything.
I see.
You know, you're also with your straight colleagues, and you're being intimate, really.
Intimate?
Yes.
He said intimate.
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 Intimate by Menon.
By Menon.
Ooh. Right? Ate a full bag of licorice cherry bites.
Did you now?
I am going to have one hell of a hard time tomorrow morning.
Oh my. That could be quite dangerous.
I might need to eat a kale salad.
Ooh, a kale salad! Kale salad! It's time for a kale salad.
That was intimate.
That is intimate. That's almost a little too intimate. The kale salad intimacy affair.
Is there really a mark for our kind of humor in the airwaves these days?
I don't know. I mean, probably not.
You know, if you've got a comment or thought about this, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
I'm eating somebody's potatoes and drinking their wine.
Really?
Becky, if this belongs to you, you need to come to work and I'll stop eating your food.
I am so stressed out.
You sure are, Betty.
I am so stressed out. I feel super sexy. I am so stressed out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but I... Ooh, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, there we go. I don't hear myself anymore.
Hello.
What did that do?
I was pushing buttons.
Oh.
They were blinky buttons.
Kind of like when I turn on my my special effects.
Ooh. Is that what you call it nowadays?
Special effects. It's my extra special effects.
The fish is a little dry.
The fish is dry.
It is. But I'm glad there was a bottle of wine.
To not make it dry anymore?
Exactly. This is a Gewürztraminer. Miner.
Gewürztraminer.
Gewürztraminer. G-E-W U with the little thingy on the top. R-Z-T-R-A-M-I-N-E-R. Gewürztraminer.
It's Germanic to me.
It is very Germanic.
Where is it from?
Germany, I think.
Really?
Yeah,
so it's
a German
Austrian
wine. Yeah, it's Germany. German. It's a German wine. Gewürztraminer is a German wine.
Does it contain sulfites? Does it say this contains sulfites?
Apparently not.
No.
Yes, it does.
Oh.
I think all wines contain sulfites.
Well, actually, I had a wine, and it was introduced to me by Robert, that contained zero sulfites, and it was quite interesting. It was quite tasty.
I'm sure it was. It was probably also an expensive wine, too.
Probably.
Yeah, that's why us plebeians have to drink wines with sulfates in them.
If you know about expensive wines, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
You might win something.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not. So, folks, next week we are going to have a normal, regular show.
Normal, regular. Next week. It's what we're doing.
We have news stories and topics to discuss. Because a lot has been happening in the world since we've last left you.
Yep. See, we're just on now because the studio is going through a remodel.
Yep.
We decided we'd get in and take
a
look
new
at
equipment.
It. Test some new equipment. Well, nobody was here because, you know, they all left and there's not even a cleaning crew around. So I'm all happy.
I'm testing my new fart hose.
So how about them Bears? Oh, my. Oh, boy. I need to get some more database before we continue on that one.
This is some damn good database, I tell you.
Clearly, yeah, it's got too loopy as fuck.
Which is good. I needed it.
Good.
Because the last patch was very moody. It was a very moody database.
Was it a moody database?
It was too random access.
I'm going to open and look at our script, and we'll go through our closing segment.
Okay.
How's that sound? I mean, we've got 15 minutes left. Right, I'm just going to look at the last script. I'm just going to do the last, or 86, whatever's on 86. I'll go through the script on 86.
Sounds good to me when
the ugly lights come on. Because the ugly lights will come on. They always come on.
Let me get in the script too, just for...
It's probably good, because you'll need to see things.
There we go. Script-a-la-duty. Now, do I play a Betty?
You don't have to play a Betty. There's no Betty because we will be starting at show wrap up at 22:55:20.
Okay. Well, actually, I'll play Betty End. That's pretty doable. Yeah.
So it might have been Sharon's. This could have been Sharon's. I think Sharon was eating fish last week. Might have been her lunch. No, it's pretty good. She won't be happy, but I don't care. They call her human resources. She's not very resourceful.
Well, she left you the fish, so I don't know.
I guess so. Jesus. I swear. Anywho. Excuse me. So.
Yeah. Yeah. There goes a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Well, that's what happens.
So
over the past couple of weeks, we got a few minutes here. We got like 10 minutes of chit chat.
Okay. And, yeah.
You know, phone lines are open. Joe and I, we broke into the studio, the Cheyampa studio. We're doing some upgrades around here. And I came in with somebody's lunch and a bottle of wine and the usual implements necessary for a broadcast. Cause I just can't stay away too long. And Joe's joining me in the Chicago studio.
Yes.
And we're doing our thing. And you can join us, 813-327-8566. We have no script tonight. We're going scriptless. Nope. No más pantalones. So we're just kind of bumbling around. I'm drinking excessively, so that doesn't help.
If you're just tuning in, Anthony's got some delicious wine over there from Germany.
Yes, it's a Gewürztraminer.
Yeah, we had a caller. Listener call in. So that was awesome. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller. We love you, caller.
Yes. Anthony got a Facebook post out there, so that's great. We'll actually even have a little blog entry, too. This will be sort of like, what is it, 86 and a half?
I guess we can have a half. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while for our impromptu. And then right before the little break and kind of just little technical wrap-ups, we were talking about my fart hose.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
There will be no discussion of the fart hose.
From the makers of
Cat There will be no discussion of the fart hose.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
In other news.
Exactly. You know,
I gotta say, I have not been paying really that much attention to a lot of news. I haven't been going to the sites. You know, I find that if I focus on my job, if it gets to the point where I'm seeing, you know, people being rounded up, okay, then we got some points to discuss. But until then, I don't care about what's going on right now. I really don't. I don't know.
Pretty much the same bullshit that's been going on for the past week and a half. So all that bullshit that was going on last week, it's going on this week.
Okay.
It's all the same bullshit.
So it's just the same bullshit. Same bullshit over and over.
Can you believe they're still talking about the Russians?
Really?
Yes, they're still talking about the Russians.
Well, didn't Trump give classified secret data to Russian diplomats?
I think I heard something about that, but I didn't really get a chance to pay much attention to it.
Yeah. It's impeachable. You know, folks, I don't like Trump. He's a dumbass.
I don't care for him either.
You know, I think he's dangerous we don't need him. But at the same time, I don't need to be paying a tax for not having health insurance that I can't afford.
No, I don't think any of us can. It gets a bit expensive trying to pay for health care. And then being stuck with a bill.
Especially in the lean months.
Oh, Jesus, right?
And the subsidies, yeah, they give you a plan that has like $1,000,000 deductible. So
$1,000,000 deductible.
Yes.
With a pudding pop.
Ooh. You know,
I should drink wine on the air more often.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, from outer space.
I need some more Perrier.
Oh God, I love this new mixer. Actually, this thing is quite nice. I'm very happy. Good. I'm very happy with the installation. We may have lost a few channels, but it seems to do pretty nice. A little tweaking is necessary here and there, but we're good. I think we're pretty good.
I would love to see the inside of the mixer, like all of the circuitries.
You can always take yours apart, but there's no guarantee you'll put it back together.
Nope. I am not taking it apart.
Probably a good idea.
You know, I could just look at a picture of it somehow.
There you go.
On Google, because Google has wonderful. You know, people forget that Google tends to be the very first thing that you look to when you search for something.
When I'm searching for something, I look to Google first.
I mean, don't we all?
Most of us do.
I mean, how many of us go to Bing?
There are a lot of people that use Bing.
Do you have Bing music?
How's that?
Yeah. Speaking of Microsoft, I just signed up for the fast preview release of the newest operating systems that they come
out with. Oh, really?
Really? Yes.
Wow.
I figure, you know, on the one device, it doesn't matter. If it fails, it fails. I've got everything stored on a cloud or a USB drive. Nothing is that sensitive where it'll be deleted from any place.
Well, that's good. That's not going to be deleted from any place. You don't want things to be deleted very easily.
Well, here, case in point, I have a friend that his phone, it was a Galaxy S6, I believe. It stopped turning on. It would flash the Samsung logo and then die.
Ooh.
And he took it, and they discovered it was a motherboard issue. And so that's pretty much a bricked phone.
That is a bricked phone.
He can't recover. And the thing is, I don't think he ever set it up to where all of his photos and stuff gets backed up to Google's cloud storage. Yes, unfortunately.
It's terrible.
It's unfortunate, but true.
Yeah. It's unconscionable.
So, you know, when he gets his new phone, I'm going to set that up for him. Because, you know, once you got that set up, it doesn't matter what Android phone you go to. It's all there.
No, it doesn't matter at all.
Yep.
Nope, not at
Isn't
all.
Isn't that wonderful?
Ooh. Chickens.
I better stop looking at mixer porn.
Chickers. Chickens. I can hear echoes.
Echoes?
If I turn this knob, I can hear echoes.
Special echoes?
Ooh, that was a super special echo. We're going to stop playing with the echoes now.
Are they sexy echoes?
I don't know what they were. They turned very evil very fast.
Oh. Okay, now I'm looking at other Behringer mixers. Ooh, look at the 1832 USB. It's got 14 channels.
Okay.
It's the X1832. That's probably what you need.
The X1832?
Yeah, look at the X1832 later. Because we are going into Ugly Lights land.
We are soon. I'm not replacing this, though. This thing apparently
Oh, no.
So
no.
It should last us another 10 years. It should maybe last us at least to episode 200.
Yeah. And then we'll look at the X-1832.
That's the goal.
Uh-oh.
All right, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think the Night Watchman is onto us. I didn't even know we had a Night Watchman. That's kind of scary. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Yes, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hey, you got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science, Japanese stuff, jazzy stuff, and Dragnet from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable, automated, sometimes too persistent personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can tune in to 4 hours of Driving with Toppers. Yay. If you like Toppers, this is the time to tune in. Driving with Toppers, weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off some of the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home far more enjoyable.
Wow, so much awesome programming.
Programming.
You won't find this stuff on mainstream media because they're boring. Oh, and hey, you know what? Make sure you keep it tuned to Cheyampa Radio, because we're a 24-hour internet radio station.
We are.
You can always hear us. You can listen to us on your mobile, your tablet, your Celicaphone, too. Visit us at www.cheyampa.info, and that's Cheyampa.
Cheyampa!
CHIAMPA.info.
I like this.
We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, make sure you follow us on facebook.com/CheyampaRadio and also Twitter at Cheyampa Radio.
Now, there will be no show notes because this has kind of been an impromptu broadcast.
Right.
And if you have not called in by now, I apologize, but you have missed your window. We are closing the phone lines.
You lose.
You lose. Sorry. But thank you for tuning in either which way. And
yes,
and,
thank
and
you.
if you know, obviously we have some regular callers. Hopefully we can get there. The Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
So so you can give us a call anytime. But check out our page, cheyampa.info.
You can leave us crazy, crazy voicemails.
Exactly. All of
and
our
what's all how of do our, you anonymize?
How do you
your
anonymize?
Phone?
Anonymize? Star 67, I believe.
So just do star 67.
Or just
dial.
Google it. You can Google it. Google it. We're not going to Google it.
Anonymize yourself.
Now.
Call us and leave a crazy phone message.
Yeah, we don't care who you are or where you're calling from. But we're interested in what you've got to say. Wow. We did another show, and we weren't even planning on it. How about that?
I am so stressed out.
No, fuck you, Betty. I like wine. Wine with broadcast database is good. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.cheyampa.info. Remember, folks, I don't have a special show ending because we really didn't talk about anything coherent this time around. So just enjoy your evening and make sure you catch us next week. Have a good night, a good weekend. I don't know what the fuck kind of episode this is of This Way Out with a W.
Boom chakalaka. Good night, T.
Ooh, we're repeating! Alert!
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.